Hey, good morning, traders. It's been a minute, I know. Well, if you don't know, I'm JD, your mobile trader, and this is the Mobile Trader Podcast. Today is Sunday, September 22nd, and I'm broadcasting from fiery Phoenix, Arizona, guys. It's pretty hot out here, but I love it out here, watching a little baseball. And I do want to talk about Roku and FedEx and a few others, but I also want to talk about, I've seen a few posts in different comments from, new traders, new investors that have certain amounts of money, like a lump sum, $1,000, $1,500, $2,500, and they're looking to hop in the market or begin trading or trying to find, they're asking a random question about what should I buy. And one of the things I suggest, or I think many investors and traders suggest, is education over immediate action. So just my two cents: stay in cash while you study, or go into an interest-bearing savings account while you study and improve or increase your understanding of the markets. Don't just jump in, because we don't know what the future holds right now, and there is a chance of a recession. You never know, black swan event. You jump in and don't have a trading plan or an investment strategy lined up or written out, and you get an immediate 60% pullback or drawback or drawdown, which could happen, or we could stay in this bull market and keep going. So you never know, but we want to prepare. Trader psychology, investor psychology is very important to making moves in the market. So with that being said, guys, let's get into it. As I said, today is Sunday, September 22nd. Let's go back to Friday's close and let's take a look at Roku. I had been watching Roku. I was long Roku probably a month and a half ago, and Roku seen a strong run. And let's see, once it crossed the threshold of like 130.82, 131 area, nice run, nice charts. And it peaked right around, let's see what the high was, of 176.55 on September 9th. Exited out of there probably around that time. And since then, we have seen from the highs of 176 to the Friday's close of 108.05. Now, I'm a chart technician. I'm a technical analyst. You know, I'm not an expert as compared to the guys on TV, but I take pride in reading charts. And guys, there was a gap, a heavy gap up on the date of, let's see, August 7th. The gap occurred on August 8th, but August 7th was the day that it closed at $100.97. We're at right below 101. Gapped up the next morning. It opened, where was open at 118.70. So we're going an $18 gap. And there's a cliche statement that's been around for ages. All gaps must be filled. So basically, you don't know when it's going to occur, but when you see a strong gap like that on a momentum stock, when the pullback comes, it's going to come with fury. And Friday, it closed down $25.71. And the day before that, we were looking at Wednesday, we had a close where it lost, what do we open at on Wednesday? We opened at 143.36 and we closed at 129. So, I mean, we're over $13. And I don't have the percentage breakdown. So within that 72-hour window, we're going close to a $40 pullback off of price. And it's still showing signs of just a bearish move, guys. So as I jump into Roku, be careful. We have heavy negative news. It's almost like the analysts have just, the fundamental analysts or just the, I guess, the talking heads on television have, they acted as if Roku has just changed their technology or their hardware, and it's just a new epiphany that, hey, these guys are obsolete or whatever. But I don't know what's going on with that, but the charts are saying get out. It's breached the 50-day moving average, and it's gunning for that 100. It's gunning for that $100.97 handle. So if I were you, do not go long unless you're in a trading room and you have somebody guiding you and you're going to do a scalp. Because, there's a chance it could bounce on Monday, and that's, I call it a dead cat bounce. Maybe bounce and then sell off again, because it is at that area where there's, it's in limbo. Now, the only silver lining is that it's still above the 200-day moving average, but that's not a silver lining for me, because it is gunning for that too. So the 200-day is around, it'll take a minute. Well, I can't promise that. It's at the 81 handle, right in that low area. But guys, we're actually, when you get down to the $100 price level, that's a light demand zone. So if it does get down to 100 in that range, maybe, I think it's like right below one. Let me pull it up right here. Here we go. $100, almost right on the nose, guys. So there's a chance you'll see some positive buying action at that level. But Roku's in trouble. So if you're a long-term holder, I can't tell you what to do. I mean, if you're long-term, you pretty much already have your idea of like, hey, maybe it's time to buy more shares or whatever. But I'm not recommending that. If you're new and you're looking to get in, Roku isn't a buy. It's not a buy. It's a trade. But let's move on, guys. I'll get back to that. But be careful with Roku. Okay, let's move to FedEx. I'm short FedEx right now. And FedEx is catching a little grief. Had some poor news action, and the charts, they're very bearish. And I'm still long-term bullish on FedEx, but this short-term, this is a perfect trader's setup. We're looking at a descending triangle right now. And also, FedEx has breached the 200-day and the 50-day. I mean, the death cross has occurred, and price is below both of those. The 50-day is below the 200. So, and both of those particular moving averages, you can see that the trajectory is downward, and it's going to be a tough run. But there is some support right now around the 148.60 handle, but it's not strong support. So there may be a bounce on Monday. Just depends on what the overall markets do. But if it falls below 148.60 or 148.50, the midway point on that in that 148 mark, it's going to pour out of bed. But we're looking at the 148.60, 148.50 marks as like the definitive line in the sand. But now, don't fight the trend if you're trading it. But if you're a long-term pure dividend investor, you're looking at this as maybe I can accumulate some more shares. There's a 65-cent dividend, quarterly dividend. There is a silver lining to FedEx. It's a strong company, but short-term, that death cross happened, the descending triangle, it's in full force. There's going to be another chance to short FedEx. I'm currently short via puts, the 147 October 4th puts. They're still pretty reasonably priced, so take a look at it. Okay, guys, we're going to move to the gaming sector quickly. I'm long Activision. It had we had a picture-perfect base breakout. It sold off for a few months, and kind of tried to show some price recovery, and the base was built, and I just, once it cracked the $51 threshold, it became a buy. And there was a gap down on Activision, and let's see, guys, November 8th, 2018, a big time gap down, and it sold off. So guys, the gap down came, let's see where we closed at on November 18th. It's $62.79. Friday we closed at $54.76, down 25 cents, down a quarter. Again, I said I'm long Activision. I'm in the September 27th, $57 calls. I should have bought more time, but hey, that's what happens. But I'm bullish. I see an early stage rebound. But when I said there was a gap down for the long-term bullish move, there's still a little bit of a gap that I'm thinking that may get filled, that there was a gap up. So guys, I might be confusing some of you guys, but if you look at the charts on the date of August 26th and then you check August 27th, the gap up occurred on the 27th of August, but August 26th, the close was $48.69. The next morning, they gapped up and opened it $50.50. So if price pulls back, take profits. If you're in profit right now, if you know, go ahead and make a move and take your profit. But be careful, be aware that there was a gap in that period right there, and you never know. I mean, Roku was powering through, and then it had its pull back, and just the fundamentals. I don't know what happened, but that chart is filling that gap. So keep it in mind that Activision also gapped up as well on the 27th of August. So I'm bullish Activision for the long term, but there might be some turmoil. But I'm a fan. So guys, I like that chart. But just if you're in profit, take a little profit and reassess. But for the long term, on this rebound, I'm bullish. I like how it's recovered. And, I mean, it is a picture-perfect base breakout. Next one, we're going to look at Take-Two Interactive. Ticker symbol, TTWO. And, again, I'm sorry, Activision's ticker symbol is ATVI. But now we're looking at Take-Two, TTWO. And moms, dads, Activision, ATVI, EA, Take-Two, these are all possible. I mean, if you're looking at trying to buy a share of stock for one of your children for the holidays, Activision, it could be a good one because you're in the $50 range, $54.76. I mean, EA Sports is $98.70. Take-Two is $130.56 as of Friday. Even if you want to look at something like AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, they're at $30.50. My daughter and son bought that around when it was probably $3.50. So, you know, when you're first getting your children into the market, you want to trade something that they're familiar with. So if they're gamers, or if they're into shoes or things like that, or even Bank of America, guys. I know I'm kind of going off on a little bit of a tangent, but Bank of America is trading at $29.59. Do your research, have your reasons why you're looking at certain things. Heads up on Bank of America, earnings is scheduled for October 16th, 2019, heading before the market. Let's see, yeah, before the market opens. But back to Take-Two, and I won't get off on the tangent again. This stock is setting up for a nice bearish run, bullish run. Look for a swing trade. Look for an entry. If we get some positive momentum above $132, you can possibly look for an entry to the upside, guys. There's not a lot of room to run before resistance. Now, this would be a trade, a swing trade. That 132 handle and you look for a $2 profit of up to 134 when it meets resistance. If it breaks that resistance and runs, it's going to run for a little bit longer, but that'd be a good thing. But kind of look for it to, once it goes from 132, to kind of stall out around the 134 level. But we're looking at I'm saying Monday or coming up soon, there might be a possible little bit of a pullback, but it's really setting up. Take Two's chart. I like the chart. It's setting up for that possible run. And if you look a little bit further out, guys, I'm looking at the daily chart over the last year. That 134.50 handle, that's where the next level of resistance is. If it cracks that, it can push up and take off a little bit to 136, and then there's some other resistance up there around the 137, 138 at the peak somewhat. So I'm a fan of Take Two. Keep an eye on Take Two as well, guys. Let's go over Monday's gut feel tickers for me. Boeing, ticker symbol BA. Boeing's been kind of quietly just booming, man. They are recovering. I had been just negative and bearish on Boeing for a while. I'm still skeptical, but it's very tough to just... they're resilient. They have a lot of products, a lot of different... they have a lot of support, and they're the best in class. I mean, Airbus is trying to make a push, but Boeing still has a stronghold on it. It's kind of out of the woodworks. It pulled back on Friday. It closed at $379.39, down $5, down a little bit over $5, but it's found support around that $377 mark. So it might pull back to $377, but if it bounces and it could run, I mean, Boeing can jump at any point, and you never know. But the reason I brought it up is that look for a random negative headline, maybe late Sunday night, early Sunday morning, and they always find a way to do it. Like if it's a full week of just, you know, there's no negative news and blah blah blah, it's like they have the media has a report in its back pocket, and it drops it on Sunday. Something about a delay here, issues there, and then it'll affect the share price, and it's a coin flip. So I'm not trading Boeing. I'm kind of sitting out of it, and I was long the stock, but I liquidated my shares a while back. So anyway, just keep an eye out for news on Boeing. That's just a prediction. Keep an eye out on the streaming wars, guys. It's like they're going at it with Netflix, Roku, Disney, Apple. That's going to be we don't talk about FANG anymore. You know, the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. That used to be the big thing. Now, I think the streaming wars, it's going to be something big. So look for someone to become a leader out of there. They're talking negative about Netflix, attacking Roku. Disney sold off, which I think Disney may be the one, you know. So just let me know what you think about that. Well, Disney and Apple for me. Let me know what you think about that. And guys, here's the last thing we're going to talk about. We're looking at an early long watch list, even a couple of recoveries. Keep an eye out for Monster Beverage Company, ticker symbol MN. ST. See what you get once price goes above $59. It's trying to do a recovery, and the chart looks solid. I just think there's some room if you can get it, if price goes above that 59. Where are we at? Right at that $59 threshold. Nice little spot to run too. So keep a look at it. Its price is just above that 200. When it crossed the 200-day moving average, which is key, the 50-day moving average is in reach as well. So keep an eye on Monster, MNST, ticker symbol. Next one, Pepsi, kind of lightweight, like that chart. Look for a positive move above 135.20. Not saying to go in it long, but just kind of assess it. And if you're looking at Pepsi as a long-term hold, this might be the time. As I'm looking at this chart right now, it's had a nice run. Your support levels are in the 134 range. It's in a demand zone and currently closed at 134.71 on Friday, down 77 cents. Actually, Pepsi is a buy. Pepsi is definitely a buy. You know, I mean, now, when I say that, this thing could pull back down to right. Here's another level of support. It could pull back into the 130 area. There's a lot of support there. Yeah, I like Pepsi, guys. You get your worst case, not worst case pullback, but also there's another secondary level of support around 128.50, a little bit below that, and 127.05. So, guys, Pepsi has a nice looking chart. Look for that if you want to go long. Look for that 135.20 bump and see what happens. Last one is Microsoft. Long above 140. It had a pullback. It consolidated and did what it needed to do. And it breached the 139.72 mark and it kind of tapped that trend line, tapped it, and went up and pulled back. It sold off Friday, closed at 139.44, down $1.63. Look for a bounce. Look for it to hold above 140. And once it does that, I can see a nice run coming out of Microsoft. But we have to check that news, guys. But I'm a bullish Microsoft guy. All right, guy. Actually, I also own it as well, too. So last one, that's it, guys. So have a great week and stay locked in on that news. Take care.